Well, hello everybody. It's good to see everybody on this beautiful Sabbath day. Let me ask you a question. How do you know when it's midnight? See, by man's reasoning, a new day ends at midnight, another day begins. Well, if you have a watch or a clock, you know. But what if you don't have a timepiece? How do you know? It's really hard to tell, isn't it? Well, God has a much simpler way of saying when the day begins and ends. It's real easy. When you see the sun set and no longer see it, that begins a new day. It ends the previous day. So God's counting of the days is from sunset to sunset. At the setting of the sun today, this Sabbath, Saturday, begins a special holy day to God. In Leviticus, God has said that certain days are holy convocations and are feasts of the Lord. There are 7 annual Sabbaths or holy days besides the weekly Sabbaths that we are observing here today. So by man's calendar, this sunset today to tomorrow's sunset on Sunday, March 31st, 2009, we observe a holy day we call Pentecost. Now, the festival Pentecost actually goes by several different names in the Old Testament, names like the Feast of Harvest, the Feast of Weeks. In ancient Israel, they would harvest the first fruits of the early wheat harvest to God, and in a sheaf wave offering ceremony, offered to God on this holy day, on Pentecost. On that first Pentecost, after Christ's death and resurrection, God chose to pour out His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, on 120 believers, which are the first fruits of the New Testament church. Today, I'd like to look at a few aspects of what it means to become a first fruit of God. So let's look at a few differences between that first Pentecost that God initiated back in with ancient Israel and the Pentecost after Christ's resurrection. So for you who are keeping notes, if you like to, on the left-hand column, you're going to have two columns. Put first Pentecost on the left-hand side. Right-hand side, put Pentecost after Christ and line down the middle. So under the first Pentecost, in the first line, say, the commandments were given by God. On the right side, the Holy Spirit was given. So on the next line down, put on the left-hand side, 50 days from the crossing of the Red Sea. On the right-hand side, 50 days from the resurrection of Christ. Now on the left-hand side, lines down, put the law of God written in stone. On the right-hand side, put the law of God written in our hearts. Next line down, on the left-hand side, put 3,000 slain due to disobedience. On the right-hand side, that same line, put 3,000 received salvation. On the left-hand side, next line down, put the letter of the law. On the right-hand side, put the spirit of the law. As we see the differences here, we see that ancient Israel was given physical guidelines to live by. The Pentecost after Christ's death was amplified by giving to those He had called to be in His New Testament church to become His first fruits. You see, Pentecost not only pictures the giving of the law, it also shows that a divine miracle happened on that first day of Pentecost after Christ's death, on how the early church, on how to keep the spiritual intent of God's laws. In order to become the first fruits of God, we must receive the Holy Spirit. But how do we receive this Holy Spirit? Well, let's open your Bibles up to Acts 2. And we'll go to an important section of the Bible. Acts 2 and verse, we'll begin in 38. And here's Peter talking. So Acts 2, 38. Then Peter said to him, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord will call." So from this event, the day of Pentecost is a yearly reminder that God poured out His Spirit to establish His church and to a group of believers who were led by His Spirit, which were called the first fruits. And yet, after our baptism, hands are laid upon us and we receive God's Spirit, we still sin, do we not? You know, a few years ago in this congregation was a man who passed away. I think many of you knew him. His name was Bob Chamberlain. And on the bumper of his car, he had his bumper sticker that I really enjoyed. It said that Christians are not perfect, just forgiven. God calls His first fruits saints, not because we are perfect, but because God sees in us how we will become when we are changed from flesh to spirit. Now, few people actually understand what the annual holy days show. God has a plan for salvation for all humanity that is symbolized by His holy days. In today's world, we are just at the beginning of that stage in Pentecost that shows the beginning of the harvest for the kingdom of God. The first fruits indicate something in its name, first. It implies something else. There's going to be a second. See, there's going to be another time when other people will be included in God's spiritual feast. Let's turn to Corinthians 15. And let's 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 22. Let's start with 20, I'm sorry. And Apostle Paul is speaking here. "But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep," that is, who died. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at His coming." So we see that it clearly states here that God will resurrect the dead in a specific order. First was Christ to be resurrected, to be followed by others at Christ's return. At that time, the first fruits of God, for those who have died previously, will be resurrected with those who are still alive when Christ comes, and He'll meet them in the air. And those people have remained faithful to Christ. Let's read that in 1 Thessalonians 16. And First Thessalonians 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with you, with the Lord. Now the first fruits, who are called now, are called out of this world and are expected to develop the character of God, that is, of Christ. The harvest of the first fruits is small, because all we have to do is look around and see the relatively few who are willing to accept God's calling to repent and to be converted and remain faithful to God's way of life. That is why Jesus said, narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. The gift of God of giving his Spirit on Pentecost to his church in 31 AD enables us today to be empowered to overcome this world. We need to be very grateful to be considered part of the first fruits and receiving of God's Holy Spirit, the Helper, who aid us in these difficult days. With that Spirit, we're able to discern the things in the world and God's ways. As first fruits, let us become more diligent about our calling and make our election sure.